This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To the list of things one is not allowed to ask an applicant in a job interview, in addition to the basics like are you married or do you have kids, one can now add in an increasing number of states, how much did you make in your last job? The goal here is to take on the persistent gender pay gap. Women still earn on average about 80 cents to a man's dollar, so states are trying to make sure past pay discrimination isn't simply perpetuated. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looked at how that might play out in reality.
Massachusetts started the trend, passing a law last year that bans employers from asking for a job candidate's salary history, which is a common question on job applications. In 2017, California, Oregon, Delaware, and Puerto Rico joined in, along with a handful of cities, including New York. And why do advocates for reducing the pay gap between men and women think it's a good idea to bar employers from using salary history in hiring and negotiating compensation? Here's Emily Martin, general counsel at the National Women's Law Center.
Taking salary history out of the equation does ensure that discrimination can't follow you from job to job. If you are discriminated against early in your career, that hasn't impacted your earnings for the next decade.
California is the largest state so far to enact a salary history ban. Some groups representing employers oppose the new law, predicting it will increase the risk of litigation. Christina Lawney, a partner at law firm Seyfarth Shaw in Sacramento, says employers have other concerns.
It could cause difficulties for employers' ability to attract talent, negotiate wages, ensure that the employer and the applicant have compensation expectations more or less on the same page from early on.
Lonnie says requiring a job candidate to provide her salary history can be a legitimate tool for determining how much more to offer to get that person to leave her current job and come on board. This is a complaint the National Women's Law Center has heard before. Emily Martin says employers should use labor market data, a candidate's job experience, skills, and education to set salary. And she says it's problematic to negotiate using past salary as a guide.
That is another place where unjustified inequities creep in. Women tend to ask for less in negotiations than men. Employers don't react as well when women negotiate.
Martin says employers should just set clear salary ranges and share that information with applicants. In Oregon, a new salary history ban just took effect this month. From its office in downtown Portland, Mammoth HR provides human resources advice to employers across the country, and the firm's been fielding questions about how to comply with these new laws. Director Kerry Lear points out even companies that aren't based in a place with a salary history ban may be hiring workers who are. Her advice?
Just take the salary questions off for everyone. We expect other states to be joining along. Employers might as well just get ahead of it.
Lear says the new laws could be a minefield for employers. For instance, job candidates can still volunteer their salary history. But under Oregon's law,
you really shouldn't be using it to make any determinations about the salary that's going to be paid.
Meanwhile, Lear says banned questions are still pervasive among employers in Oregon and other affected states. According to the National Women's Law Center, this year nearly half of states considered legislation to ban asking about salary history in hiring. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.